Georgia Senator David Perdue reaffirms his support for January 6 challenge of election results. By Christina Wong on January 4, 2021. Senator David Perdue, RGA, who faces a Senate runoff in Georgia on Tuesday, reaffirmed his support for his Senate colleagues' planned January 6 challenge to the presidential election results in an interview Sunday. "When I first saw the magnitude of the irregularities back in December about our November race, I called for the resignation of our Secretary of State. I repeatedly called for a special session of the General Assembly to investigate," he said during an interview on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. "None of that happened, and so I started calling out. So the only thing left for the president is for us to object, and I agreed that I would do that," he added. Perdue explained he cannot participate in the January 6 challenge himself, since the results of the January 5 runoff in Georgia will not yet be certified. Perdue is facing a challenge from 33-year-old filmmaker, Democrat John Ossoff. "The technical problem is that I won't be certified until this election is certified, some week to 10 days after the election, when we win on Tuesday, but I'm encouraging my colleagues to object. This is something that the American people demand right now," Perdue said. Perdue first voiced his support for such a challenge back on December 20. As Breitbart News has reported, at least 12 GOP senators are planning to object to Electoral College votes on January 6, including Senators Josh Hawley, Mo, Ted Cruz, TX, Ron Johnson, Y, James Lankford, OK, Steve Daines, Mount, John Kennedy, LA, Marsha Blackburn, TN, Mike Braun, N, Cynthia Loomis, Y, Roger Marshall, KS, Bill Hagerty, TN, and Tommy Tuberville, AL. The senators intend to reject the electors from disputed states on January 6, on the basis that the 2020 presidential election featured unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, violations and lax enforcement of election law, and other voting irregularities. Those allegations are not believed just by one individual candidate. Instead, they are widespread, the lawmakers said in a statement, citing a Reuters/Ipsos poll showing over one-third of Americans, or 39%, believe the election was rigged. They are calling for an electoral commission to conduct an emergency 10-day audit of election results in disputed states. At least 140 House Republicans are expected to object to an immediate certification of a Joe Biden victory. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.